My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So a pretty scary story over the weekend from the NFL. Rookie wideout Ricky Pearsall of the San Francisco 49ers was shot in San Francisco as he was leaving. I believe it was an autograph signing or an event appearance that he was doing, like middle of the day.
3:30.
And according to the stories and the reports, somebody came and tried to rob him of his Rolex that he was wearing. A struggle ensued. He tried to wrestle the gun away from the 17-year-old, it turns out, that was trying to rob him. Gun goes off, hits Pearsall and also the guy who was trying to rob him, the robbery suspect. But luckily, it just exited his chest without hitting any major organs. He got lucky.
There was a miracle. Cop, there was a cop right there on the block that saw it happen. Mm-hmm. And she went right to Pearsall and started to, you know, stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. He asked her, am I going to die? I mean, she was getting emotional, this female cop in San Francisco. And the 17-year-old, I mean, just a little punk. He's going to be charged as an adult, which he should. He should go away forever. But after what happened with Brian Robinson,
it's kind of hit home. Eerily similar to the Brian Robinson situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. A terrifying situation. I mean, you see stories. The news is brutal. It has been for a long time. But there was like a 12-year-old that held up some guy at gunpoint. Did you see like a gas station guy? 12 years old. Yeah. So this kid's 17. There were so many horrific slaughter stories, you know, those poor hostages that were just murdered. And then there was a cop that was pleading for his life before a criminal. I don't even know where it was. Just shot him, killed him. I was traumatized. I had a hard time going to sleep thinking about all these.
Well, how about the people?
Imagine begging for your life.
Four people on the subway in the Chicago suburb, Forest Park, shot. Yeah. Killed right there on the subway.
Can you imagine being at gunpoint and literally you're down to your last, all you're doing is begging, hey, I got kids, please don't kill me, and then done. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but like the Pearsall thing is just disturbing because he's just out doing an appearance, you know, like fulfilling an obligation.
This dumbass kid sees his watch, wants to steal his watch, probably.
Scary.
Maybe he was getting into his
scary
car.
Incident.
He literally is.
Glad he was okay.
Oh. But now, what are they saying? Like he can't play for months.
He's on the non-football injury list at this point.
He can't play for months, right? The bullet went through him.
Right.
Went out his back.
How long? I can't remember how long Robinson was out.
Robinson basically wasn't the same all year. Now it was a leg different than your chest.
Right.
Like presumably, if he could stay,
he played in the opener, didn't he?
So that happened.
Robinson played in the opener, but he wasn't the same.
Yeah, he wasn't the same guy all year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pearsall's out for half the season.
He should be out for at least a month.
Scary story coming out of San Francisco. Let's jump into the Junk Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon user savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Yeah, I mean, the college football week one in the books, and you know, some interesting storylines, obviously, especially with what happened to Clemson on Saturday, what happened to Florida on Saturday. You know, Billy Napier in trouble, clearly in trouble to lose at the Swamp so badly. Cam Ward, the transfer in from Washington State, said, yeah, some of the Pac-12 stadiums I played in are much louder.
Sure.
I mean, they were calling, he was calling out the Florida Gators fans.
They smashed them.
Killed them. I mean, Cam Ward looked like a freaking Heisman winner.
And my brother told me before the game, because he's an alum, loves the U, that he was nervous. And then I was like, texted him a couple hours later, 38-10, still nervous.
Yeah,
a lot of blowback for Dabo,
but what happened with Clemson, I think, is a bigger story, because it's Clemson. I mean, Dabo has won national championships, and he's getting blown out by Georgia. Now, clearly, player for player, they're not better than Georgia, but you shouldn't get beat 34-3. And
it
comes down.
Did you see Ryan White's comments?
Too many white dudes.
Too many white dudes on the field for Clemson.
Right. Well, it comes down. Look, the system has changed. The game has changed. NIL and the portal has changed the game.
By the way, it's a double standard.
For Dabo to say, I'm not going to go into the portal. I'm not going to take players in.
Well, he's going to get steamrolled by the teams that are actively using the portal.
Correct. That's the reason.
Yeah. There's a double standard in life. Roddy White can get away with saying too many white dudes. Yep. A white guy could never say.
Never, ever.
The opposite.
Now, kidding. Incendiary was DeAndre Hopkins, who also called out the offensive play calling and just the ineptness of Clemson's offense against Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, they did look slow.
Yep. How was their NIL? Is their NIL? I would assume they have a massive NIL program at Clemson.
Well, that's fine, but he's recruiting kids. He's not.
I mean, they're freshmen.
He's not getting kids
I understand
in.
That he's not getting, you know, the junior
like
and senior transfer.
His Clemson's graduation rate is so much higher than all of those schools in the SEC. Mm-hmm. All those schools in the Big 12.
You need a poop graduation rate to be successful.
He
may have to go to the academics board and say, "Look, let's ease the standards. Okay, we can make exceptions for the football team."
I'm going to defend Dabo just a little. I mean, it was a 6-0 game at halftime. It got away from them quickly. It's not like it's Georgia, by far the most talented team in the country.
They can't get beat by 31 to Georgia.
But,
I'm sorry.
I know, but I'm not writing them off, saying their season's over,
five
that they
or seven
can't
years
come back.
Ago, that never would have happened.
I'm not saying the season's over because of the conference they're in, but they're clearly not even close in the same neighborhood as the top teams.
Not right now. And but their quarterback was the top quarterback in the class.
Mm-hmm. Not good enough.
No, I realize that, but he's got a different pitch. I see what he's going for. His pitch is, I'm not going to replace you. That he's recruiting the high school kids. He's telling the high school kids, I'm not going to replace you with juniors and seniors. Come play for me. We're going to develop you. And he still has top 10 recruiting classes. I understand it's been a couple bad years and it got away from them on Saturday, but I still think Clemson has enough talent to definitely compete and possibly make the playoffs on the back end.
By the way,
I'd be surprised. I mean, just because of the conference they're in, if they win the conference they're in, but if you look at the schedule, nobody really scares you. You would have thought Florida State on the road would scare you a little bit, but maybe not. They probably can win most of the games on the schedule, but that's embarrassing for Clemson to be a premier, you know, not a blue blood, but pretty close program, and to get embarrassed on national TV like that. And I'm not saying it's bad that what he does, because he tries to build like this family culture, and he goes out and gets, you know, good kids. He rarely has, you know, problem kids like some of the Georgia kids, right? They're just not good enough. Just because he has a top 10 recruiting class doesn't mean anything, because sometimes those kids just aren't good enough, and the top 10 players or classes don't end up being top 10 at the end of the year. They're just clearly not good enough to compete with teams like Georgia.
Yeah, I agree. But there is something to be said for
now.
Programs that always just like supplement with transfers, that can hurt morale. It's not a great thing. You know what I mean?
It
probably isn't good for the culture, because kids say, all right, you recruited me, coach. You said I was going to be your number two receiver. Now I'm sitting the bench. I'm not playing because you brought in a kid from Texas.
Now it's my senior year. It's my chance to play.
Right.
Now you brought in some guy.
Hey, that's competition. Right.
It is competition.
Competition at its highest level. You, but at the you can't end worry of the about hurting kids' feelings.
But at the end of the day, it's
I'm
about
just telling
winning.
You what does happen.
If you're
it's
Clemson,
the way of the world,
winning.
Though, now. I mean, I'm a casual college football fan. There were new quarterbacks all over the place. I mean, he mentions Miami's got a new quarterback. Everybody's got a new quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's professional
just
football.
Bouncing around.
It's professional football.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's free agency. The portal's free
it's
agency.
It's free agency.
And I'm not – if I had a kid who was a stud, I'd say I'd love for him to play for Dabo. Dabo seems like a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes him. He's going to treat you right. Mm-hmm. He, you know, probably sticks to his promises. But if it's about winning, it's not happening at Clemson now.
Right.
Hey, so you let off talking about Virginia Tech losing. You should give the Terps a little shine.
Absolutely. Give them some love.
Big win. Did he play all three quarterbacks? I think he did.
Yep.
So Billy Edwards started, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I obviously didn't see the game.
He got the nod.
Billy Ball.
Yep.
He was good
Billy
in the bowl.
Ball,
game,
Billy Felton Ball with Ty Felton is Felton, a pretty good combination,
Felton had
at least
a bomb
in week
game.
One.
Hemby didn't put up a lot of yards, but he scored.
I thought of you,
and then they're going to play Michigan State this weekend, who struggled this past week.
As good as UConn is in hoops, they're that bad in football.
I know.
Whoever the starting quarterback is, Evers, is that his name?
Yes, that's the kid who transferred in from...
Good athlete.
Did he transfer in from Washington?
I think he was in Oklahoma
to Wisconsin to UConn.
He's been on a football odyssey.
Yeah.
Good athlete, can run, poor passer. And the Terps were exploiting him.
Valdez, I thought of you because afterwards, I guess this is a Loxley bit where he has the guy, I'm sure you guys saw the clip, where they were all singing the Maryland...
Sing the damn song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And again...
Get fired up.
I don't know the song. I've heard it a million times. I never bothered to learn it. I know he's bragged about knowing it mm-hmm. for 10 years. And I just thought of you because...
That's the first thing they do is when you're a freshman, they gather you during orientation. Mm-hmm. They teach you the fight song.
Yep.
They didn't teach me it. Or if they did, it went in one ear, out the other.
You forgot it, obviously.
It wasn't an important thing to me.
Yeah, after Dubs...
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Maryland, we're all behind you. Race high the black and gold, where there is nothing half so glorious.
What's Towson's fight song?
Victorious.
I've forgotten about them.
Now, I've heard
boat race by Cincinnati.
But it never registered with me as something that I needed to learn. And I was stunned to see. And I went to Maryland, got my bachelor's. I got my master's there. Mm-hmm. I lived off campus in College Park for 5 years.
We're going to take away your Terp card.
You probably could because JP, did you learn the fight song? It was not something that we learned. It wasn't a thing.
But it was Boat Race City. UConn never was a threat in the game. And hopefully they can do something similar to Michigan State this upcoming weekend.
I did notice that the locker room in that video looked way better than the old locker room.
Their facilities, aside from the stadium, have had a massive glow up.
Yeah. Are we talking to Coach Locks
with
tomorrow?
The Jones Hill House?
Yeah.
It's
we need a
state
tour.
Of the art.
You know what we need?
Oh, we can definitely get a tour.
We need a tour. Dravin, can we set up a tour? I would do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to get the Randy treatment from Locks. I want to drive around in a golf cart with him.
Sit in his office.
I want to sit in his office, put my feet on his desk.
Yeah.
And I want them to just give me free stuff.
His Locks on the show tomorrow.
Yep. Wednesdays at 9:45.
Yeah, I want to be a guest of his. Jason, would you do that? I know you don't, but you like to be wine and nine. I want to be guest of Locks at practice.
You know what we could do? We could try to get the Wale treatment, who's on the sideline during the game.
Wale was on the sideline, like hooting and hollering.
Talking to Locks during the game. Yeah. Like right next to him.
He probably gave him a couple plays.
I'm not going to talk. He didn't want to talk to us.
Of course he doesn't want to talk to us.
But
I wouldn't mind some sideline access.
Cakes can give him his go-to play. What was that one go-to play?
Take a wide receiver screen.
Yeah.
It would have worked to perfection against UConn.
The game stuff's going to be difficult for me. I travel every weekend.
Hey, can you imagine there's 19-year-olds on the sideline when Wale's there and then they see Cakes?
They're like, who's that old codger?
Yeah.
And then they're like, I can't believe Wale's here. I'm going to show out for Wale. Next week it's Cakes.
No, Wale deserves to be. I would be all the way near like the railing, near like the student section. I wouldn't.
No. You gotta be like Wale. You have like a towel. You sprint down the sideline.
No. I just want to go to practice.
It's a big drop off.
I want to drive around in the golf cart. I want to put my feet up on his desk. Yeah. I want to look at his recruiting board.
And I want free stuff. Just find a weekend you're here.
I'm not here.
Well, then we'll have to cut you out.
I just want to do a practice thing.
When you can sit on the sideline for the game.
Yeah.
I've been on the sideline for those games, to be honest with you.
Big time.
Yeah, not
big
with locks, you haven't.
But I've been on sideline for those games.
Yeah. Just go.
It's fun. Not against it.
Takes, you should dress up like Special K.
Special K.
The guy that was
the key.
Oh, the guy that passed.
Yes, he passed.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, why did he pass? What happened?
I guess he had an illness and passed.
Terrible.
Sad. Very sad.
You could be the new Special K.
I could be the key play guy.
Yeah.
Special Cakes. That's.
Yes, I can do that. I can fill that void.
Do they have a guy that replaced Special K?
I don't
K?
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might take your Terp card away because you were the big ringleader for the tailgate.
You're projecting because you can't do the fight song.
No, I'm not.
You're projecting.
Why am I projecting?
Because we already took your Terp card away. You're trying to take mine away.
Well, yeah, I'm doing tit for tat.
You can't take his away.
I'm not projecting. I'm doing tit for tat.
You can't take mine away.
You were
so
the,
secure.
You
EP
were the
has
guy.
More degrees from Maryland. Gave him probably more money.
I spent more time there. In the
That's not necessarily a good thing, is it? You spend more time in a college?
Hey, how dare you? I did that, too.
He lived there post-college.
I'm glad my girls haven't.
I thought I was going to buy a house.
I've given the most money to Maryland from anybody in this room.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm at the top of that total.
Yeah, you got like the Amex Black of Terps cards.
Good. I like that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. When we come back, we'll talk Commanders. What is the ceiling and floor for the Commanders in 2024? We'll do that next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.